So it's a great story, isn't it? It's a story that Jesus told, as we said. It's probably one of the most famous stories, I would say, that he told. It's in loads of kids' books. There's songs about it. There's a song we sang earlier. There's another song. So you may remember it from when you were a child. And it's a great story, isn't it? There's two men. They both want a house. They want somewhere that's safe. They want somewhere that's secure. They want a place to raise their family. And one guy thinks about it. He thinks long and hard. And he thinks, I want to make somewhere that is going to last. It's going to last the years. That I'm going to be able to bring my family up in till I'm old. And he goes off and he looks at the videos on YouTube. He consults with his builder friends. And he builds it on rock. That's his choice. And the other man, the second man, couldn't be more different. He's not thinking long term. He just wants a place with a view. He wants somewhere that looks nice. Finds somewhere that's in a good location. Nice view over the lake. Builds it on sand. And we all know what happens next, don't we? We've seen the storm. Thanks for that. The storm rolls in. The thunder cracks. The lightning flashes. The rain pours down. And what happens? The man who builds his house on the rock is firm. Nothing happens. His house stays. The man whose house builds on the sand, the walls start to shake, the ceiling cracks, and the house collapses. It falls flat. It's a great story. It's one that we're familiar with. But it's a story that Jesus told to make a point. And we want to think about what point did Jesus try to make as he told that story. Now, I want us to think about what it means to build your house on good foundations. We've actually got someone here, who's been involved in some building projects which are really big. Bigger than the marshmallow houses we were building. Bigger even than a house. I'm going to bring a picture up on the screen now, if I can, of a building project that this person has been involved in this very room. It's the building we're sitting in. It's Tim Jones. So if you didn't know, Tim was a construction manager on this very project. And Tim, just a couple of questions. What was the first thing you did when you built this building, when you were in charge of the project?
Clear the site completely, all the vegetation, and anything was soft.
And then?
Absolutely.
So how long would that have taken roughly to dig foundations for this big building? What would you have said?
2 months.
About 2 months. Amazing. Two whole months of digging and pouring concrete and getting it ready. And why is it so important that you get the foundations ready for a big project, would you say? What happens if you don't have good foundations?
If you have no foundations, you can have a beautiful building, but we're next to a river here. River rises, the ground gets soft, the building would sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that time spent putting into the project, putting into the foundations of this building, is so worth it, because without good foundations, as Tim says, no matter how big the building, how grand and impressive, when the storms come, it's going to fall flat. So what's Jesus getting at in this story? What's he trying to say? Is he just giving us good advice for building projects? Is he giving people like Tim advice for their work? Or is he giving us good advice for purchasing houses? Make sure you buy in the right location, not too close to a floodplain. Well, not quite. Something a bit more going on here than that. There's that verse in the song, isn't there? Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone know that song? The wise man built his house upon the rock. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, the third verse. And he kind of is saying that. It's important for us to build our lives on Jesus. He's saying a bit more. He's saying a bit more, something a bit more specific than just build your life on Jesus. And the answer to the question is in the first verse of the passage. So I'm going to bring it up on the screen. Here's the passage from the Bible. And I mentioned it when I read it earlier. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And then again, a bit later in the middle of the passage, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So it's more than just generally building your life on Jesus' teachings. It's specifically, what do we do when we hear Jesus' words? How do we respond when we hear him speak to us? That's what Jesus says is the difference between building your house on rock and sand. And the wise person is someone who hears what Jesus says and does it. And the foolish person is someone who hears what Jesus says and doesn't do it. Now, anyone here have swimming lessons? Anyone, hands up if you have swimming lessons here. I know some of you have swimming lessons in this building. Okay? Imagine if you had a swimming lesson and you didn't know how to swim, and your teacher said, okay, what you need to do is this, and they tell you exactly what to do. You have to move your arms in a certain way, kick your legs in a certain way, and if you keep following my instructions, you'll be able to swim. Imagine if you couldn't swim, and you went along to your lesson, and you thought to yourself, actually, I know better than my teacher, I'm just going to do what I want. And you splashed your arms around wildly, every lesson, for 3 years. What do you think would happen? Would you learn to swim? No, you wouldn't learn to swim. But if you follow your teacher's instructions, exactly what they say carefully, eventually you're going to learn to swim. Now, anyone starting a new school, September? Anyone recently started a new school? Yeah? Anyone starting a new job or recently started a new job? Anyone ever started a new job? When you start a new school or you start a new job, you listen carefully to the instructions of your teacher or your boss. Imagine if Dave has just started a new job, went into his new office, and his boss said, okay, to do your job well, you need to do this and this and this. Follow these instructions. And Dave has said to himself, actually, I know better than that. I've got a better idea than my boss of how to do this job. And he just went off and did his own thing. What would happen? I don't imagine he stayed in his job very long. But if he follows the instructions, does it carefully, thinks about it, he's going to be a good worker. He's going to be respected. He might even get promoted. He's going to do well in his job. And it's like that with Jesus. Jesus speaks to us. How does Jesus speak to us? Every time we read the Bible and we hear God speaking, that's Jesus speaking to us. Every time we come to church and the preacher stands up and he explains about Jesus from the Bible, he's speaking to you. Every time you go to a life group or you talk to your friends about the Bible, you open it together, read it, and Jesus is speaking to you. Every time we read the Bible, Jesus is speaking. And he's saying the same thing to us here. The wise person is the person who listens to what he says and puts it into practice. If we hear what Jesus says and we think, oh, I know better than that. I can just do it my own way. I'll just keep living my own way. I don't need to listen to him. Then we're like that foolish person who's building his house in the sand. But if we listen to what Jesus says and we let it sink in and we think, I want to follow what he's saying. I want to listen to his offer. And I want to build my life on his teachings. Then we're like that wise man. So we've just been doing this series in Revelation. This isn't just for the kids. This is for us all. And in the series we've been doing in Revelation, Jesus writes letters to churches. And he writes letters to churches not just then, but to now. And we've been hearing him speak to us. And you might have heard him speak to you over the last few weeks. The question is, how will you respond? How will we respond to what he says? Maybe you're not a Christian. And Jesus' message to you is, you need to be saved. Come to me and you can find life. I've come to save you. That's Jesus speaking to you. And the question is, well, how will you respond? You could respond with wisdom, letting that sink in and acting on what he says, or with folly, by thinking, I don't need him, I'll live my own way. Maybe you're a new Christian and you've heard Jesus speak to you, and maybe what he's saying to you is, there's a particular area of your life I want to work on, or hello, I just want a voice. The question is, how will we respond? Maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, and maybe the message that Peter preached last week with the image of Jesus just standing outside the church and waving and saying, you've forgotten me, you've left me behind. Maybe you're realizing that you've been complacent or you've drifted, and Jesus is speaking to you. He's speaking into your life, even today. And the question is, are we going to be wise listeners or foolish listeners? So it's a story that speaks to each one of us. It's a story that's incredibly relevant. And it's a story we wanted to talk about today because over the next few weeks, over the summer, we're going to be doing a series in the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs is a book all about wisdom, how to live wisely in God's world, how to respond well to God when he speaks to us. And we're going to be thinking about different aspects of wisdom. And wouldn't it be great if this summer we could be a church that are wise listeners as we hear him speak to us, as we open the Bible, as we hear it preached. We take it on board, we let it sink in, and let it actually change the way we live. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, I'm going to pray, and pray that God will do that for us, and then we're going to have a bit more singing, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this story. Thank you that Jesus told this story to us, to teach us about you, to teach us how we can be wise responders to your word. Father, thank you that you speak to us. And I pray that every time we hear your voice, as we open the Bible, as we hear it preached, that we'd be wise listeners. And we'd respond by putting into practice what you say. In Jesus' name, amen.